Welcome to episode 114 of 114, Chris.
114 episodes of our podcast.
That's 14 more than 100. We should have done something special in 100. Like, I don't know, maybe revisited Sam Adams or something.
You're good at math.
Yes. No, I'm not. I see colors and I don't understand math. Welcome to episode 114 of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris, and in today's episode, we are going to run a gamut of pale ales. We're going to start from like the session to a pale ale to a hazy to, I think, an imperial or something like that. Most of these are from the Maryland area, but I think one is from
New York. From a experience up in the Adirondacks, or as they call them up there, the Dax.
It fell out of the back of a bus, back of a truck.
Right? Well, you know, everything in New York comes out of the back of a truck.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? I got it in Jersey, came out the back of a truck, and I got, you know, it's still fresh.
All right. Yeah, so that's what we're going to do today.
So our first one, Chris?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do we usually say something?
This is episode 114. It should be like autopilot.
All right. The first beer is from Common Roots Brewing Company out of South Glen Falls, New York.
Yeah, that's on the way up to North Creek.
All right.
And also North Glen Falls.
This is their...
If you're traveling from the south. If you're coming from Montreal, it's the other way around.
This is their Citra Session India Pale Ale.
I will be honest, crack. When I did pick this beer up for the ski trip, I neglected to read through. I saw the Citra and got excited. Didn't read the session. Just went.
You weren't necessarily looking for a session.
No. Was not looking for a session.
I'm a big fan of sessions.
Sessions have their purpose, but I'm like, why all the carbs if you're not going to get looped? You might as well get the ABVs. But, you know, that's a bad attitude, which is why I've been supplementing kombucha for beer.
So, super hazy.
Ooh, that is cloudy.
Cloudy AF, as the kids say today.
Beautiful
white head. Beautiful white head on it. I mean, this
that's
looks...
That almost looks like Jell-O because the bubbles aren't even moving. It's so hazy.
You would say this is a hazy in New England, right?
Oh, this I would expect like this to taste like a nice orange Julius.
And it smells delicious.
And it's called Citra.
Yeah, this is going to be more like a hazy.
I mean, this is what I wanted, but I wanted the 80... Oh, wait a minute.
This is 5%, though.
Hold on,
it's not
second.
Like
yeah,
it's
like, that's not a session. It's
not
5%.
Like 3.5. It's not 4, right? It's still a
5%. Oh, I see why it's a session. It only has one hop.
Really? Only Citra hops?
Yeah, this Citra hopped ale is light-bodied with big citrus and hop aroma.
That tastes exactly like a hop.
Like if you chew a hop?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I've never chewed a hop, so I cannot comment.
No, it tastes...
That's very good,
like
though.
A clean, crisp, single hop. Not like complicated. Very straightforward. Tastes like this hop. Is this hop. And that's it. I love it.
This is Citra.
Yeah. This is Citra. The name of the beer is exactly what this is. Nothing else is getting in the way. No malt or anything else getting in the way, really.
Okay, so if I see Citra as the hop in the profile, isolated, this is the taste.
This is
the taste I do like.
This is it. Yeah.
It's got that sour but fruity with a bitter acerbic, like biting into a
little
peel.
Bit of, I mean, citrus, right? That's where Citra comes from. It's a kind of an orangey, grapefruity.
I would say this, you ever eat a kumquat? I didn't know what the hell a kumquat was. Those kumquats about the size of like a big grape.
Okay.
But you pop them in and you eat it peel and all. That's this. You get the orangey, tangerine-y taste, but you get the peel
tangerine,
too.
Tangerine, yeah. And the peel, yeah.
So the kumquat is a new flavor profile. I'm going to keep that in my back pocket.
I like it. It's got some astringency.
Oh, yeah, definitely
the
pulls
more
it better.
The more I kind of like drink it.
Yeah, that differentiates this from that juicy thing you get from a New England IPA, which doesn't kick you like this.
Yeah, it's got like the inside of the orange peel. Yeah, the pith.
Oh, look at me with my vocabulary.
We should do a beer pot. Oh, that's what we're doing. I thought we were just hanging out drinking beer. Which is one in the same.
Right. But it seems more productive if we add the element of a microphone.
Yes. We're accomplishing something.
Right. And it's not like we're just me and you hanging out. We're hanging out with all of our listeners.
All of our listeners.
Me and you.
I mean, we're leaving
just a future version,
a legacy
of
for our children one day to listen to.
They're
us.
Never going to listen to this. They're going to be like, where's the money? Did you leave me any? Maybe if I have kids, I'll let them listen to this. Like, this is what your grandfather was like, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
if the kids want to explain why they're in therapy,
if you could listen to 115 episodes of your dad doing a podcast, would you?
Yes.
So would I.
Yeah. We both lost our dads. All right. So fine. But I don't think our children are going to feel the same way. They're like the TikTok snowflake generation. They're like, put it out 15-minute increments.
Can I listen to this at 4x speed?
Skip, 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 skip. The only episode I want to listen to is that one from April 1st.
Maybe they'll listen to us at 4x. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, this is a great beer.
Maybe we should start recording at 4x. Little like chipmunk action going.
Yeah, I mean, we can speed it up.
All right, I'm going to grab another beer while you get grab that Listomania going.
Another beer. We've got a Listomania that we're going to do. We teased it last episode, and it's basically the list. We're going to do the top 10 countries where beer is consumed the most, both by per capita and also total national consumption. Top 10, because we teased this last time. We heard last time that the United States is number 2 in total national consumption, and Mike was like, well, what's number 1?
I mean, how can you start with number 2 without telling us who the number 1 is?
So I'm going to tell you in a few minutes, but first let's crack into this next beer and then taste it, and then we'll
I think
tell
that's
you.
What they call a tease. This is where we should insert an advert from our sponsors.
Oh.
Notice how we didn't insert an advert from our sponsors.
I think I caught some pine, and I see it on the can.
Oh, spoilers.
Oh, is this going to be a piney one?
What
is this called?
Said, it's called...
Devil's Lettuce.
Devil's Lettuce.
From Idiom Brewing Company. Where are they located, Mike?
Idiom Brewing Company is located in Frederick, Maryland. It is a wonderful place that I tried to get you to go because it's actually open on Mondays. And you know what?
Might need to
it's not too late. We can get in the car and go there.
All right. That's probably not a good idea.
No. We can drive the truck, though.
All right. You pour it. Oh, I can smell it. Oh, it's such a counter to the previous one, too.
Which is all just one hop. This has many hops.
So further out, I was getting the pine. As I get closer...
I get the pine. I get that pine. That, like, not just pine.
Pine
like,
cleaner.
Pine needles. Like, you know, in there, not the... All right, well, then I get a little closer. I got to say, I don't know if I tainted it. Maybe I should have got a cleaner glass.
I get it.
But it's like cream or something sweet.
Yeah.
All right, that's what you're getting?
Like, yeah.
All right, this is intriguing. Because I definitely got the pine, but then I get up close and it's like almost like a...
We forgot to talk about the color of this one. This one's not as hazy. It's a little more clear.
This is way clearer. It's
and this one's this one's described as just a pale ale. American pale ale. 6.1%.
Head did not stick around as long, but it is nice.
Little white
tight
bubble
white
head.
Bubbles. Very tight white bubbles.
Nice bubbles coming off the bottom, too.
But what is that sweet smell? It's almost like a strawberry
cream. It's like a candy.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm getting more of that and no pine at all.
See if I can get the pine back.
That's weird. It's almost it really is like a sweet candy, like a kid's cheap candy, like the kind that's always left out to the kids, like the last of the Halloween candy. Like a Nerds. Damn, dude, that does smell good though.
What is that?
All right, that tastes...
It tastes like that smell a little bit. It tastes like that smell a little bit. Not the pine part.
It's got this odd fruit.
What is that?
Where'd the pine go?
The pine was like when I cracked open the can. We have more of these cans. We'll have to try one another night with another group.
And I did get the pine on the like you said, like it was almost like if it was like a ring like the outer foot from the glass smelled like pine, and as you came closer
you're like the rings around Uranus, and you're getting closer and closer to your wait. Does
to
Uranus
the starfish
have rings? Oh, that's Saturn. Saturn. Which one has the rings?
Well, I think both. They discovered was it Neptune had it, but Saturn definitely. But one of them has like the these ways, and the other one has them these ways.
Wow, that smells so weird.
All right, we gotta go with this taste.
I don't know if I like the smell.
Blasted?
Like I loved that pine at the first. But I don't know if I like that sweet smell.
It's got like a cream to it.
We're going to have to try this another night, like palate clean.
Yeah, like completely fresh. Yeah. Here, I'm chugging.
Because this is interesting. Mm-hmm. It's got something going on. I don't know what it is. They've got like a hop smoking a Duber on the front of the... Like,
I mean, it's a Vanagon. You know, one of the, it's like a Grateful Dead thing. I don't. It could be a cigar.
Could be a cigar.
That could be a cigar. Has a cheesy kind of like shaggy mustache. But hopped with Comet, Columbus, Galaxy, Zappa, and Northern Lights Terpenes.
Terpenes. Wow, this is...
Northern Lights Terpenes? Is that... Wait a minute, is this legal?
We are
Should
in Maryland.
I be drinking
it's
this?
It's a legal state, right? That I
wait,
I,
is terpenes really?
I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna look up terpenes.
You would know better than
you vamp here.
This smell, it's actually a little bit off-putting now. It's not cloying
cream,
sweet.
Yeah, it's cream that went off slightly.
Yeah,
but it's an interesting flavor that makes you want to go back for more. All right, so, well...
Yeah, like I said, I really want to... I'm glad we got a four-pack of this because I really want to try one another night and, like, drink a whole glass of it and just... By the way, we're... Generally, when we do the episodes, we share cans and we do, like, 3-4-ounce pours because we're not trying to... We're trying to, like, maintain our competence a little bit in the podcasting and...
So, terpenes...
As you can tell from episode one... What was that, 112?
Wait, what now?
Maintaining our competence. Episode 112.
No. We don't maintain
whichever
our competence.
Whichever that one.
Well, but 111, now 110. I have now gone off down a rabbit hole.
Of the terpenes.
To find out what terpenes are, because I was not aware that that's what those are. And
Ooh,
now I'm like apparently it is a strain, but I'm trying to figure out what terpenes are specifically. But I'm not going to be able to let this one go.
Northern Light Terpenes.
But they do something. Like a large group of volatile, unsaturated hydrocarbons found in the essential oils of plants, especially conifers and citrus trees. Well, that seems perfect for beers. They are based on a cyclic molecule having the formula C10H16. So, on the picture, they have a grapefruit, a hop, and cannabis. So, apparently, what do terpenes do? They're naturally occurring chemical compounds found in plants and some animals. They're responsible for the aromas, flavors, and even colors associated with various types of vegetation. In terms of cannabis, terpenes are what makes certain strains smell or taste different from others. So apparently, Northern Lights... Well, cannabis is a cousin of hops. There have been several hemp beers in the past. It is not legal in Maryland, as far as I know, to sell... anything with I now have to check the label and worry that I'm going to get in trouble.
It's not a THC beer.
But this better not have any THC.
Let me read the...
No, this was at a normal beer store. There's no way this thing could have anything illegal.
Let me read the notes from their webpage. Inspired by one of our very own original VIPs, Curtis, straight from Curtis's Corner, this is no ordinary pale ale. No, it is not. Lightly hopped with a fire line up of Comet, Columbus, Galaxy, and Zappa hops, and intensified with the addition of Northern Lights
Zappa
terpenes.
Zappa hops like Frank Zappa?
Yes. Sweet and floral candy on the nose. We got that weird candy thing. Then enjoy a dank explosion of peach, melon, and citrusy grapefruit with delightfully potent juice, pine, and resiny goodness in every sip. This is some interesting stuff, guys. This is very unique.
We should have done the 6 minutes of prep.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's taking.
I'm like a little bit worried about their next one now because this is like interesting stuff.
And I gotta say, like from as a brewery, Idiom has very, very interesting tasting beverage, and they do sours and they have 18 beers on
tap at the tap room.
I have enjoyed most of the beers there. The ones that I liked because they were what were advertised, but they do have some of those cloying sweet end ones, which I'm like, eh, I'll try it.
The weird ones that are like, yeah, that's fun to drink with your friends, but like not something you actually want to buy a 4-pack.
Right. And the one time we did it and we're like, oh, let's put this on ice cream, it did work. And it went well with the ice
like
cream.
Some of those Weldworks ones. Yes, yeah. They have some of that going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they're really good, really, really high quality. So I'm with you. I want to try this one in a vacuum.
Yeah.
And go and experiment more with that different flavor profile.
Maybe that's worthy of a video episode upcoming. All right, Mike, why don't you go get the next beer while I start talking about our Listomania, which is the country list of countries by beer consumption. Let's do first the total national consumption. We'll do the top 10 here. Number one that we teased about, what is it, Mike? Do you remember what number one was?
China!
Chickadee China, the Chinese chicken. China.
Man, TikTok, which is where we're going to put our episodes.
Number two was the United States. Number three is Brazil. Obviously, this is going to be high population countries as well as countries that like beer. Mexico's number four. Russia, Germany, Japan, the United Kingdom, Spain, and then Poland at number 10.
What? Canada didn't even crack the top 10?
Canada's number 13.
All right.
Of
now,
overall
now per capita.
And let me talk about the Czech Republic comes in at number 16.
Is it still called the Czech Republic or does it have a new name?
I think it's called the Czech Republic.
I thought it changed its name.
Let's see if anything else stands out. Interesting ones that stand out. South Africa, number 11. South Korea, 12.
Wait, this is by population?
This is total consumption for the country.
Okay.
So you're going to have the higher population countries.
I got it.
Cambodia, number 18. Kind of interesting. Belgium, number 20. Yeah. So now, after we drink this beer, guys, little teaser, we'll talk about per capita consumption. All right, what do we got next? We got another one?
We do.
Mike, let's crack into this next beer. Another one from Idiom Brewing Company. This one's called Pour Sap. P-O-U-R.
Like P-O-O-R. Oh, not
like,
P-O-O-R.
Like what I'm about to do into this glass.
Now, wait, is the sap like indicating the aroma, the hop, or is the sap like it's some sort of like syrupy thing?
We'll find out.
Well, it's a hazy pale ale.
Hazy pale ale.
So the picture has them putting a bunch of hops into a wood chipper, and what's coming out
like some
is
juicy
some sort
sap.
Of juicy, resiny goo that's covering the other hop character. Idiom does have some interesting art.
So we went from the session to the pale ale to the... This is the hazy.
This is the hazy.
And
the
it has
pale
the hazy
ale
color.
So intriguing.
It wasn't... It's not as... I don't think it's as hazy as that first one that we had. That's that session.
No,
it's,
this it's, is no... No, because you can actually see
through
this.
You can see through
one.
It, yeah.
And, but the head is
and it's
much
a little darker.
More pronounced.
Yeah, much more pronounced. Nice white bubble, puffy head.
Closer to amber on the color.
Yeah, a little bit... Yeah, exactly. A little bit darker.
All right, so I'm not getting a ton of aromas. What are you getting?
No, I get a lot of aroma.
All right, I'm going to put it in the different glass that does more aromas.
I get a kind of citrusy, like typical hazy IPA smell to it.
Okay.
But I would say a little bit of the dankness.
Let's play a game, Chris. No looking at material.
Okay.
Don't stop looking. Stop. Are you looking?
I'm trying to look up the beer.
Don't look up the beer yet. Tell me what hops are in this.
Oh, I have no idea. There's so many
hops
now. Let's
play guess the hops.
I mean, like...
You just had the experience of one isolated hop. Do you catch any of those notes?
A Citra hop? Sure, there could be Citra, but there's some danker hop, like a Centennial, like a West Coast, like a Chinook Centennial type hop.
Okay.
But there's too many hops to know now.
I'm going to be honest and tell you that I've never heard of the next two hops
after
Citra.
Yeah, exactly.
What is a Mosaic Incognito?
I've heard of Mosaic hops.
And what is Sultana? I've heard of Mosaic.
Sultana I have not heard of.
I've never heard of Sultana. I've never heard of a Mosaic Incognito.
Have not.
I don't know if that's a missed comma and those are two separate hops, or it's a specific hop called Mosaic Incognito.
Ooh, it's got a little astringent kick at the end here. Oh, did the Caps just score two? How's it 4-2?
It was an empty netter.
Mm.
This is a hazy IPA, but this IPA I would put up to somebody who says hazy IPAs equal New England IPAs, and I would say, sir. Not correct.
Not a New England IPA.
This is not a New England IPA. This definitely has a bitter
astringency.
Yeah.
That takes it out of New England.
But it is hazy.
Yeah.
It's hazy, but it's not that sweet, juicy kind of hazy. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. I think it was you and I that had that argument.
Yeah.
Hazy does not translate into New England.
Yeah, this is the example to tell you that those aren't the same things.
Right. And it's got that Pacific Northwest thing going. You got a vamp for a second.
All right, I'm looking for some information about this beer. Of course, I can't find anything, but let's at least find the alcohols by volume. This is only a 5%, so same as that session beer. And I don't find too much else about it. Poor sap. Let's see if I can search the...
minutes.
All right.
Off prep, if had we done that.
Let's get back to the Listomania. Now we're going to do per capita list of countries by beer consumption.
Canada better be in the top 10.
Per capita. All right. Number one, the Czech Republic. That's what I mentioned the last.
All right. Hold on a second.
Episode.
While you're saying the Czech Republic, I'm going to say, what is
you're
it
gonna
called
see if
today?
It's Czechia.
What?
Number two, Austria. Romania. Germany number 4, Poland number 5. You know, like I'm my heritage is in the top 5 of these.
Wait, your heritage is
Polish
and German
and Baltic.
And Baltic?
Yeah.
Which
Scottish,
Estonian,
and
Latvian or Lithuanian?
I want to say Lithuanian, but
there
I don't
was
know.
Once,
it's not as broken
there was
down.
Once was a great Polish Lithuanian empire, which they elected
oh,
their
really?
Regents. Yeah, similar to
so
George Lucas's
it.
world view, where kings and queen royalty are elected.
Wait, how is number 6 Namibia? That's an African country, right?
It is
South African country.
Where the hell is Canada?
Ireland number 7, Spain number 8, Croatia number 9. I had heard that Croatia was a big one. Latvia number 10. Let's see if I can find where is Canada. United States is number 20. Mexico 22. Where the heck is Canada?
Wow.
Hey, Canada's way down at number 38.
That's unbelievable.
Not huge beer drinkers.
By the way, it's called Czechia.
A couple other interesting ones in the top 20. Panama, number 15. Lithuania is number 18, by the way. Yeah, I've got a lot of drinking heritage in my genes, which would explain some things. Belgium, Where's known as Belgium? Great Beer Country, number 26.
But so I can't believe Canada is that far down the list.
They're down there, man.
So wait, we're number 2 in total consumption?
Number 2 in total consumption, number 20 in per capita consumption.
Interesting.
So the country drinks a lot of beer, but as individuals, I mean, number 20, there's like 300 countries, right? So number 20 is pretty high up there. But we're not number 1.
Again, who's number 1?
You know, we're probably number 1. Oh, Czech Republic in per capita.
You mean Czechia?
And it's like number 1 with a bullet. No one's even close. Consumption per capita, liters per year, 140. The next country, Austria, is 107. United States is 72, half that.
Wow.
The Czechs drink double what you and I drink.
And
well,
they
maybe
have
not you
excellent
and I.
Excellent pilsners and kolschers.
Yeah, I don't feel like they have the variety to live up to that.
But sure. I mean, if their main beer is kind of like that Budweiser Pilsner.
Yeah. Oh, you could drink a bunch of that. You could drink shitloads of that. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Exactly. Like, it's not a heavy, high ABV.
So the liters per volume. Like, I wonder alcohol per volume.
Do they have one of those Listomanias?
Oh.
Because I'm going to go with us and our craft beers hit that higher.
I can do the changes per year. Like, who's gaining? Namibia, rising up the charts. Estonia, Croatia, Latvia. Serbia, Bulgaria, Cambodia.
Yeah.
And let's see, who's dropping? Who's dropping in the charts?
Apparently Canada.
It won't let me do that. All right, so that's our Listomania for this week. We'll come right back with our final beer of the night. All right, guys, the final beer of the night, this time a New England Blonde Ale. Oh, I thought this was going to be a double, but it's a New England Blonde Ale, 5.4%. This guy's called Lil Nugs, from Crooked Crab Brewing Company. Where are they at? They are in...
They better be Maryland, but
Odenton,
that name...
Odenton, Maryland. Where is Odenton?
Odenton's out by BWI, if I'm not mistaken. Now I got to look this up on a calendar. What do you call those things where you can find locations of other things?
A map.
Map, right.
It's similar.
Because in my paranoia, I shut my phone off. And it has no internet access when it's in an off status. But why would I shut my phone off? Oh, because I talk about stuff and I'm afraid the NSA is listening. Well, then why do you make a podcast? It doesn't need to make sense.
Yes, Odenton is just south of Baltimore and west of Annapolis. It's kind of like there's
isn't it right
not
there?
Much going on there. Near Fort Meade.
And it was by Fort Meade?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. That's where the NSA is. The people that were listening to me, why I'd take my phone apart.
All right, so this is a very blonde, hazy blonde color, I would call it.
Definitely I was promised a double IPA on this vertical. I never learned to read. So from of all the hazies, this one also is kind of semi-translucent versus the Citra, which was completely hazy.
Yeah, and this is called a New England Blonde.
A New England Blonde.
Yes.
So what does it make it New England Blonde?
Well, we'll find out. So smell?
I'm going to guess it's going to be citrusy, maybe?
I get some citrus on the nose.
So there's a lot of dinosaurs going after a hop on the label.
Yeah, little nugs.
So why is that? This little nugget was brewed with a prehistoric... Oh, wait. I shouldn't read this until I taste it.
Ooh.
So... I got creamy.
Yep.
Did you get creamy?
I got a little creamy, yeah.
I didn't get, like, the New England citrusy, and it's like, there's bitter too, but it's really in the back. It's not up front. But I'm not getting citrus. It's like a New England IPA finish without the citrus. If you took all the citrus out of a New England IPA, this is what this would taste like. Is this even
what is a blonde? It's a blonde ale.
It's a blonde ale. So blonde ale is supposed to be like rock candy, sugary, like Hoegaarden.
Yeah, yeah. So well, a blonde ale would be a Belgian style blonde, which would be, you know, they've got the
I like blondes.
Doubles, the triples, and the quads. The blonde is kind of the single.
Yeah. But this tastes more like an IPA mixed with the blonde. So it's got that creamy, slightly sweet thing, but it's got a bitterness that a Belgian blonde would not have. I wouldn't get this much hop out of a blonde, I don't think.
No, definitely not.
I'm going to read something on this can.
You do that.
This little nugget was brewed with a prehistoric amount of cream. Oh, there we go. That's must be where I got the cream incepted. Of creamy oats and hopped to extinction with Mosaic Incognito. Second time I heard of that. Oh, it's the same company. No, it's a different company. Nelson Sauvin, Cryopop, and Excelsior blend for refreshingly vibrant fruity flavors. Well, I'm not getting the fruit. And I did a palate cleansing in between these beers.
Did you read the thing about brewed with a prehistoric amount of creamy oats?
I did. That must be where I get the creamy thing.
That creaminess,
thing from.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know what that means by prehistoric amount.
A lot.
Does that mean like the weight of a dinosaur?
I think it means a lot.
What, I don't think prehistoric would be come up in the thesaurus as
a lot, a long time ago.
What do they call those things?
Thesaurus?
And when they're like something.
Wikipedia? Synonym?
Synonym. That's the word I'm going for. I don't think it would be that whole where I pulled pith out of my pocket. Gone. Oh, too much, you know, rotting the neurons there. But yeah, I don't think prehistoric would be right there next to shit ton and great amount and all those other things.
Huh.
Maybe shit ton is what comes out of a dinosaur's ass, and that's why it's prehistoric. Because they have dinosaurs all over this cup.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about this beer. I get the mix of the blonde and the New England a little bit, but I'm not sure that's a good mix.
Yeah, I get the finish of a New England IPA, but not the start, not the citrus, not the hoppy. Like, the hoppy I'm getting is the dank, but it seems light, but it's got, like...
Every now and then...
A little bit more booziness than the others that we have been drinking.
Every now and then you'll see a combo of styles that you haven't seen before, and you'll be like, oh yeah, I see why I haven't seen that style before.
Because it shouldn't be. It's
not that... Great. Like, have you seen a Belgian triple IPA? No, you've seen Belgian IPAs.
I was gonna say Raging Bitch was a good one.
Yeah, or like
I've seen a double quad. I've seen
Belgian quad IPA, a double.
I bet you
a double Belgian double IPA.
I think so. I think they made a double down on the Raging Bitch.
Like,
you've had double.
Like your black IPAs and those type of things, which kind of came and went. Like, that was a thing for a second.
Right.
Remember those? It was like, oh, it's chocolatey porter and hops. And,
right.
But do these things really belong together?
No.
Yeah.
But there's still some... Remember those milkshake IPAs?
Yep. Those are still around.
Those are still kind of kicking here and there.
Yeah.
I think people are trying to experiment if they can get a good blend.
Yeah.
Because I think it builds off that New England IPA kind of concept, bringing it back around to this beer with the creaminess. Like, there was definitely the first flavor profile was cream.
I think I would rather try these other Idiom brews again to, like, dig a little bit deeper into the flavors versus this one.
Completely virginal taste buds.
Yeah, like, I'd be more interested in diving deeper into those beers. And I don't know that I'm interested in diving deeper, but I'm going to give myself a little...
Well, that one's not an Idiom. This is a...
No, I know.
Okay. This is Crooked Crab.
Yeah.
Oh, we already established that with the Odenton, Maryland whole thing.
That's right. Mike, you have a
beer... Remember back in the day when we could do three episodes? Now we can't do one.
This is our second.
Oh, now we can't do two.
You had a beer experience you wanted to talk about.
So my beer experience is kombucha. Mm. Part of the reason I think, well...
Which isn't a beer experience.
It is not.
It's a beverage experience.
But it's a fermented beverage experience. But we recently did a video episode.
CNBC 114.1, I believe.
I do believe that's it. And we did...
On YouTube.com/CNBC podcast.
And when we're really cool, it'll be on some sort of TikTok URL with our little, what are they called, stories?
Or we'll need vines? To get an editor.
Are they
for
called
that,
Vines on TikTok?
No, Vine was a previous iteration.
Vine was what was TikTok.
Vine was
stole.
Like pre-TikTok.
Who killed Vine? Twitter killed Vine, right? Yeah,
yes, I think they bought Vine.
And killed it. Vine was good. Yeah. Like, that was going there.
I made some Vine videos.
I bet. See, because you are.
I was an early adopter, but now I'm just like too old to like do the new stuff.
But until they ban TikTok, as a matter of fact, I want to get on TikTok after they put the ban in. I want to be
whip out your VPN.
Little, I got it. I got my Express VPN.
Not a sponsor. But is a sponsor of many podcasts.
It is a sponsor of many podcasts, but not
YouTube
this one.
Videos, but not ours.
I will definitely extol his virtues, though. I enjoy.
We should do an episode where we just like pretend we have a sponsor.
Yeah, and just do a commercial for it. I like that idea. It's like maybe they'll give us money. We don't want money. Just pay our hosting fees.
Yes. Because we're coming up on our limits again.
We're going to have to get rid of our backlog episodes of only... Our children will never hear these because we won't be able to afford the in perpetuity storage.
Yeah, I need to set up the AWS. I need to build an AWS site.
Can we compress it down to really shitty video really shitty compression?
You know, YouTube doesn't have any limits. That's all free to host on YouTube.
So why are we
doing a podcast?
Everything podcast then.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, kombucha.
Yeah, we didn't get to your story.
It really helps with your memory and focus. But lately, I've been weaning myself off of more of the other kind of fermented things, and I've been drinking more kombucha. It gives you that effervescence. It's got a little bit of bite and flavor profiles, something like a little, maybe like a sour.
Yeah.
But it's got all these other health, it doesn't give you like terrible beer gut or lots of carbs or, you know, you can still drive after you have one or two of them. So I've been enjoying that and clearing my mind a little bit more drinking the kombucha. But when we did the video, I was like, well, what is kombucha? I was like, you know what?
You didn't even know.
I have no freaking clue.
What the base of a kombucha was.
And out of complete embarrassment, because I'm saying I'm doing all these life changes, as long as they're justified by science and very well researched. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck kombucha is. I just know my kids like it. I started drinking it, and it was supposed to be good for your probiotic gut health.
Yes.
But there's a lot of other benefits from kombucha, and it's apparently it's fermented tea.
Yes.
So now the question I don't know the answer to. I don't know if you know the answer.
I probably don't.
But we both have access to the interwebs. Is it caffeinated? Because it does sometimes make me feel a little bit sparky jumpy, but I don't think it's like it's not the same thing as drinking like a Diet Coke or a
I mean, the base is generally a black tea, right? Which you would think would naturally have caffeine unless it's a decaffeinated tea.
And they do have fermented coffee. It's called Guinness. But I am enjoying kombucha. So my recent beer experience is sampling different brands of kombucha. And I know it's a good thing because now Costco has lots of it and different kinds.
Yes. Costco even has kombucha. Wow.
Yeah, and they've got all these, like, you know, dark chocolate. Appeal. But they also have now a lot of these things that, like shrimp, chippy, freeze-dried shrimp things and anchovies and all these, like, stuff that I was like, I've only seen that at a Lotte or an H Mart. I've never seen that at Costco, but now they're at Costco as well.
Okay, so Mike is tasting kombucha, and we believe you should all try it out too.
Have I bored everybody? Like, you literally are falling asleep with my story. Like, and what else can you buy at Costco? When did you become a housewife?
Okay. All right. Let's close this one out. So tonight we started off with Citra from Common Roots Brewing. We moved on to a couple from Idiom Brewing. We had Devil's Lettuce and Poor Sap. And we finished out the night with Crooked Crab Brewing's Lil Nugs. Mike, which of these beers are you going to take up to bed with you tonight? Which was your favorite?
Oof. So I got to say, they all had incredibly interesting flavor profiles. Which one would... Oh, God, that's tough.
Wow.
I think the Citra. Like, I liked that isolation of that one hop flavor. It has a lot of things I like to get out of my beers. It has the sour, a little bit of sweet, and then the bitter aftertaste. The Devil's Lettuce just has that weird combination.
What is it about that? There's something weird in there. I need to figure out.
I do want to explore that more, but I would go with that one. It's almost like it had like a floral taste, like almost like a potpourri thing going with it. The Lil Nugs was good, but it felt like incomplete. I think it went for what it said it wanted to be.
Yeah.
It did that good job, but it's like as something that I'd pursue as a flavor profile again. Like, no, but we were trying to do some experimental tasting there. So, and I honestly, now after all that talking, cannot remember what Poor Sap tasted like. I remember the Citra, I remember the Devil's Lettuce, and I remember the Lil Nugs.
Yeah, we took a little break after Poor Sap, and so we might have lost that one to memory a little bit. So I think...
All right, I'm going to take another sip while you get... What okay. About you, Chris? What were your thoughts?
I really liked that Citra one at first as well. I was calling it out like, yes, this is just tasting a hop. I love that about it. But if I'm going to say, which one of these do I really want to try again? It's... And I think I mentioned it earlier. It's Devil's Lettuce. I want to explore that a little more, see what I can find in that beer, because there's a lot there, a lot to discover, a lot to see what's going on, and that's my pick for tonight.
Going back to revisit the Poor Sap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking I like that one from that's a good bitter IPA. It's got that. I don't know if it was going for it or not, but it does have a little bit of that Pacific Northwest. It's much tighter. It's not juicy at all, but it tastes very good, and it's very very. It's got a nice bitter finish at the end.
A little more dank to it.
Yeah, but not dank. Like, but bitter. More like. Chalk.
Okay.
You know, but like sometimes you get bitter and it's pith because it has that citrus bitter. And sometimes it's dank. It's like it's the dirt and the pine. This one is more of like a clean, astringent bitter that I can only liken to like a mineral bitter.
The other thing that interests me about Devil's Lettuce is the fact that it's not a hazy and not a New England. It's just like very clear looking beer, and so they're going for something different than the standard hazy.
And they call it an American ale, right?
I think it's an American pale ale is what they call it. I would say it's I mean, when I initially I was thinking more like West Coast IPA pale ale.
Oh, that's right. This is the one we were saying was the proof in the pudding that you can have a hazy without it being New England.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting that still. I like it, and it warms up nicely. I might have to change my... The Citra was really cool.
I like the single hop of the Citra. Yeah. Like, I know what this is. This is a hop. I like this hop, and I'm good with just this hop.
Yeah, I agree. So Citra would be number one, but the more we're going through this, the poor sap. But I agree with you. I'd like to isolate out and do the devil's lettuce just by itself, like, you know, as the first and only beer of the day kind of thing.
All right, let's close out this podcast, Mike.
Oh, well, then I've got to take us to the thanks for listening to CNBC episode 114. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at cnbcpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast. You can also see our video episodes on youtube.com/cnbcpodcast. And finally, you can follow us on Twitter at cnbcpodcast.
And maybe one day TikTok, if I get this. If we can get some content friends to help us out there.
Yes, we'll get our editor to do that. But not me.
But not you. Take us out with a quote.
Yep.
It takes only one drink to get me drunk. The trouble is I can't remember if it's the 13th or the 14th.
Drink good beer.
Cheers.
Do you understand how time zones work?
Well, that's only 6:30 your time is 5:30 their time. Blue and old strawberry car, big Buddha cheese will
take you off. Got that devil's lettuce for. Got that devil's. All right, let's get going before we fade out here.
I ain't fading out for shit. It's only 8:30.
Wait, did I press record? Oh, I pressed record like half an hour. Okay.
I gotta pee.
Beep. Oh, let me pause.
I like...